my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So this is Tina Lee Scottson, and she's here today with her cousin, Elise Catherine Hitchcock, to be baptized. Can you say hi? So, Tina, I have a few things to tell you about baptism today. And the first is, baptism is not actually all about you. I know it's hard to believe that because you're the one wearing the fancy dress and you're the one everybody is looking at right now. Yeah, but it's not even about you and your cousin. It's not even about you and me and your cousin. Because baptism is about becoming part of the whole body of Christ. It's about becoming part of what God is doing in the world. It's about becoming part of something much, much bigger than yourself. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he talks a little bit about what you're becoming part of. He's writing to a community of people who have chosen to become baptized Christians. And when Paul's writing this, it wasn't as easy as it is for you today. Yeah, see, it's been pretty easy so far today, right? So far, Mom and Dad have done all the heavy lifting. They got you your dress. They brought you your toys. They want to make the promises on your behalf. Well, all you have to do is sit here and look adorable, and you're doing a great job in that. But in Paul's day, people generally were baptized as adults. And they didn't do it because everybody around them was doing it. They didn't do it because everybody around them was Christian, so it was normal and natural as it is for you. They came because they heard Paul preaching, or they heard about it from a friend and a neighbor, about the good news of Jesus, about Jesus, the bread of life, about Jesus who offered sustenance and welcome and love to all, about Jesus who had died and been raised from the dead, and who was offering eternal life to everyone. And they came even though they didn't know anybody else who came. They came even though in coming, they often gave up their family, their friends, their safety. They might have given up their jobs and their connections. Because those things were really important in the ancient world, but they had decided that this good news about Jesus was worth giving up everything to live into a new kind of community, to be part of this body of Christ that Paul was talking about. Now, Paul firmly believed that once you got baptized, that made you able to be part of a community that was different from other kinds of communities. One where people were primarily focused on being compassionate, caring for those who couldn't care for themselves, taking care of one another, even in the face of struggle and sickness and death. He believed these people could be an extraordinary community of people who would show the whole world how God wanted us to live with one another. But Paul was an optimist, not delusional. So Paul wrote letters to these churches, to these new communities of people, giving them some instructions about what that would look like. Because Paul knew perfectly well, because they'd been writing to him, that these communities struggled to think and be together and be unified on everything. They struggled because this new idea, this new calling, it was big and huge, and they didn't entirely understand what God was asking them to do. Yeah, so they argued. Yeah, I bet some of were fairly disappointed to discover that the community they entered into was not nearly as wonderful and perfect all the time as they had hoped it would be. Yeah, exactly. How about things were shy? Yeah, they wanted to run away too. They wanted to get down and run out that door just as quick as possible. So Paul wrote to them and he said, you know, this new thing in baptism, what you're going to be a part of, you've got to bear with one another with love. You've got to keep putting up with one another. You've got to keep working at it, even when you're tired and cranky and really just want to get down and crawl. You've got to teach one another gently and kindly. And you've got to keep coming. You've got to stick with it. Because, Paul says, it turns out that we're not all alike. Even once we're baptized, we're not all alike. So we have to figure out how to do that together. But, Paul says, that was all part of God's plan. Because it turns out that you have certain gifts and abilities and opportunities and insights, and so Elise, and so does Cora, and so does Kennelly, and so do all these people in your family, and so do all these people over here who are going to be your family. They all have wonderful gifts and wonderful insights and wonderful parts of understanding what God is doing. And sometimes it's not easy for us to live together and be together. Yeah, no, not always easy. But it's always worth it. And here's the thing I want you to know, Tatum. Today isn't all about you. Because you are becoming part of something much, much bigger and much, much more wonderful. You are becoming part of the body of Christ, which includes all of these people here today. It includes Victoria and Colin, who were baptized last week. Yeah, it includes your mom, your dad, your sister. And it also includes the church that Elise and Cora are part of in Texas. It includes churches all across the world. It includes people who pray in different ways and in different languages. It includes so much that is wonderful in the world. Yeah. Feels big, huh? But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Tatum. This isn't all about you, but you are really important to that. You're important to us, and you're important to that whole big body of Christ. Oh, you know, I don't want to get in with a big job. For this, Mom? Yeah, you want to make sure we know Mom is here. And that's okay, because that's how it works. We're here for one another. We're here together for one another always. So we want you to be part of that big, huge body of Christ. We want you to be part of our family here. Because if you go away, we'll miss you. We won't have you to help us pray for one another and take care of one another. We won't have your gifts, your talents, your ability to teach or preach or be compassionate to help us share the whole world about what this wonderful life of Christ is like. If you're not here with us, then we won't be able to do what God calls us to do. And that would be terrible, huh? So yeah, go ahead, let's just keep on. And she will reassure you that you'll always be able to be part of it. Because that's what baptism is. Baptism is being welcomed into something bigger than yourselves. Into something so big that it's what God is doing with the whole world. And if we don't, each and every one of us, bring our gifts and our love and our offering to that, then God is a little bit short-handed. And God cannot do all that God wants to do. But in the body of Christ, we live a new life and we form a new community, one that is powerful and amazing. So shall we welcome these two children into that community?
Yes.